Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Corner. Brian brought us every day at this time, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is.
Hey, hey, kids! Your old pal Krusty is going to teach you 5 new words.
You're not wrong about that.
From Dallas, Texas, number 55, Brian Waters.
Thank you very much, Lucius, for playing that. Thank you, Dawson, for the introduction. Thank you to Reliant for being a part of this one.
What about me and Woolchuck?
What would you like me to thank you for?
Just our presence.
Make sure
like
you listen
here.
To Love of the Star.
Just helping you out.
Our
you know,
podcast.
Kind of being coworkers. And
questions. And
being supportive. And just always having your back.
I'd like to say thank you to my show, my teammates, thanks. For everything, being involved.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you guys.
Hey, we appreciate you going and flagtobering your tail off at Tober Garage Door tomorrow.
I'll be there tomorrow.
Tober.
I look forward to it. It should be fun. We did a show out there. Great crowd out there last time we were out there.
It was a great scene.
It was a great scene.
That's tomorrow, so, 9 to 11, right?
Just keep the shaman away from that place. You know what I'm saying, boys?
Yeah, big time. Shout out to Eric.
No, shout out to Eric, CBD American Shaman. And
what you need to do is come get you a flag, and then I'll sign it for you if you want that, and then take it over and get Woolchuck, and then you're halfway home. And then you could catch next Friday, all of us are out together. We're at the Cheeseburgers place.
Yeah,
cold beers, be amazing.
Cheeseburgers. Cold beers and cheeseburger beers. Place.
One of our favorites.
So if you want to get your flag completely signed, everybody's out there.
I need to get more of that burger seasoning. I ran through the cold beers and cheeseburgers seasoning in like 2 weeks.
Really that good. Stuff is good.
Yeah.
It is really good. Really good.
Yeah, but with the shaman, if you're indoctrinated into that, you know, you get those drinks that have the Delta products in them. If it says 50 or 100 on the side and you're a beginner, that's not for you. You want the tens.
Where were you
certainly,
when I, where were you
the
when can I needed of 10. You?
Where certainly
were you?
Not when you're in a workplace environment.
Yeah, no, brought us, you'll be okay. Go ahead and do that.
Freak you out.
Cottonmouth Sports Takes. It's a new segment.
Jeez. That was tough. That was a tough
you end
one.
Up with people saying, why are you so quiet?
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Don't look at me.
Hey, Doss, if I had asked you a question, in this game with the Jets, is your biggest concern the wide receivers, the offensive line, or just the defense overall?
I would say defense overall. I think the Jets are going to destroy you if you play defense like you have in the first month. I don't think they're a high-powered offense or anything close to it, but I think they run the ball for about .138 a game. And I know they have some no-name wide receivers, and you're going to be looking at the TV going, who's that running for a 40-yard touchdown? They got guys that can run fast and catch the ball when you buzz coverage. Where if you don't have the bodies to defend them in man. I think Bland's just okay, and I think Trayvon Diggs is trying to work his way back to okay. So, yeah, I think this defense is tough, you know, and you can stop the run if they run it like a regular team without a star, you know, quarterback.
Sure.
They're going right around the edge for I think Fields is going to run for about 115 yards. So, yes, I have a high degree of anxiety. I picked Cowboys to start it, but literally I've been going back and forth in my head all week long.
What about you, Chief? Do you think that your biggest concern, the wide receivers, the offensive line, or the defense overall?
Yeah, they're all fair concerns at this point. It's still the defense for all the reasons that Dawson just mentioned. Justin Fields with his legs, Breece Hall. I mean, that rushing attack's the real deal. Garrett Wilson can absolutely take advantage of you. Breece Hall in the passing game as well. Not sure that that's really been handled. You saw what Josh Jacobs was able to do, just dumping it off into the flat. So it's the defense, and it will be the defense henceforth. But the offensive line is now a huge concern. I mean, if you're going to have four starters out, and Quinnen Williams is breathing down the neck of Hoffman and Adeniji and Bass, that's scary.
Ball's out so quick, though. I think you make a carbon copy of how quick you were getting out against Green Bay. Like, what's one other guy beating his man within 2.5 seconds for Dak?
When
the ball's already out.
Yeah. But now it's probably a little bit more up the middle. Probably a little bit more in your face. And when they were really getting the ball out quick, I feel like the offense was pretty bad. once they finally started feeling like, okay, we can handle this pass rush enough, they started to let it fly. And maybe the same thing will happen. Maybe this new coaching staff with Adams and Connor Riley is just so freaking dialed they can throw in all the backups you want on the offensive line, and Dak's so good at avoiding the pressure, not getting sacked, getting the ball out. But at this point, I'm a little bit nervous.
Is she there, Wooly?
Yeah, it's the offensive line, because I just don't have high expectations for the defense anyway. So it's going to be about how well does Dak and the offense play. They've run the football so well. You know, how much does that take a hit now? I mean, without, like, I feel you're all right with Nate Thomas in for Tyler Guyton, but losing Tyler Smith, who's been your best, most stable offensive lineman, that would be huge. If Tyler Smith plays, then I'm feeling great. If he doesn't, I don't know. I have no idea what to expect from Akeem Adeniji at left guard. And that does concern me a lot.
Yeah, I think the offensive line has the concern for me too. I think Dak has been tremendous, but I just worry you keep taking pieces away from him. I'll tell you what, the stuff with no Turpin.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah,
that's another one that bothers me, because like I told you guys, it felt like Pickens and Turpin equal one lamb, you know, with the way that they kind of play. And sure. I wonder how that's all going to kind of work out here. But we'll see here. But I will give you something that I learned here about George Pickens, you know, and him playing against Sauce Gardner. These are some notes that I got here. Pickens has totaled 17 receptions. This is the third most for 230 yards. That's the fourth most. Four touchdowns. That's tied for the most across 28 targets when he has had less than 3 yards of separation at a pass's arrival this season. Only Puka Nacua and Devontae Adams have received more targets.
Wow.
Since being drafted in 2023, Pickens has gained 1,663 yards on these targets. That's the third most in the NFL, despite having totaled at least 30 fewer receptions each of CeeDee Lamb's CeeDee Lamb's 136 and AJ Brown's 125, who rank ahead of him. So Pickens against tight coverage, and that's what you're going to get with this guy, when you know, with Sauce Gardner. So maybe
he had 111 yards and a touchdown against him last season in their matchup.
Yeah,
you had Russell Wilson throwing it to him. So
absolutely. Here's one more I want to give you, and then I'll get into these referees. Well, actually, there's a couple more. The Justin Fields, I've learned, has targeted a receiver behind the line of scrimmage a league low 7% of his passes, making him the only quarterback to do so less than 10% of their passes. So Fields, the matchup is here that the Cowboys defense has allowed a league high 87% completion rate on short passes this season. So we always worry about the flats and stuff like that. But this guy, he's behind the line of scrimmage, screens and stuff like that that we always worry about.
Yeah.
Maybe they're not going to do something on this one. And I also noted that Fields has thrown short of the sticks on 2/3 of his passes on third downs this season. That's the highest rate in the NFL. But he's converted a first down on 40% of those passes. That's the fifth highest rate in the NFL. Goes back to some tackling stuff too that the Cowboys are having some trouble with. Only the Chargers have missed more tackles.
Their OC, that Tanner Engstrand, he's coming off of working with Ben Johnson with the Lions. Yeah. So I think he could be ready for some motion. And, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's studying where the Cowboys are weak and has something for you.
Yeah, he's probably talked to his former guy about how he attacked the Cowboys. Okay, Alex Moore is your official. You're saying brought us who? Alex Moore?
Alex Moore.
Yeah, Alex Moore. This is his first year's official. I will say this. He's the first year as an official. He's officiated 4 games. He's called more penalties than anybody else. And that includes Bill Vinovich last night, who has already officiated the fifth game.
Lovely.
Wow.
So here we are.
Well, the Jets are definitely undisciplined when it comes to that stuff.
Alex Moore, 4 games. He is. He's had 15 penalties for a buck 28. He's had 22 penalties for a buck 40. He's had 19 penalties for a buck 47 and 18 for a buck 37. Those are his last four games that he's officiated.
It's going to be miserable.
He favors neither the home nor the visitors when he calls penalties. He's very balanced with his calls. So there's no clear advantage. Last week, Ron Tolbert, remember? He was like, he hated the home team, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hated the home team, was always helping the visitors.
I think we like that. Yeah, the Jets have been highly undisciplined. It was one of the main reasons Aaron Glenn went off on them after their loss Monday night.
Well, here are his penalties, his major penalties that he's called so far this season. He's averaged this one he's called this penalty five times a game. That's offensive holding. He's not, home has got 11 of those calls, away has had 9. False start, that's just a kind of a pre-snap penalty. That's something that, you know, the teams control themselves, but that's the next most for him. All right, here's one we got to be concerned about, guys. We're on the road. Need to know where the clocks are. This is where Dak, by playing at the stadium, he kind of knows where all the clocks are and stuff. 5 delay of game calls already by this crew. So this guy's averaging 1 a game when it comes to delay of game. Defensive offsides, that's just an alignment issue. Unnecessary roughness. This crew's not going to let you get away with any chippiness there. Defensive holding would be their next most called plays or penalties. And then defensive pass interference, also tied with illegal contact.
Watch those.
So this could be one of those things that we kind of get into the game. Can you take advantage of the Jets, as you guys mentioned? You know, with they'll struggle with Stevens at one corner.
Yep.
Sauce likely traveling with CeeDee Lamb throughout.
Pickens
on that. So yeah, need to find out where number 21 is on the field for the New York Jets. That to me is the guy that you absolutely have to go out in this football game, and hopefully maybe you'll get some calls. Pickens is good about getting that done. But Alex Moore, rookie official, leads the league in most calls through 4 games, will be your crew for Sunday afternoon in New York.
Sounds like a tough day to have basically your entire backup offensive line in there, Brian.
Yep.
With the false starts and the offensive holdings. Well, thank you, Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement tomorrow, 9 to 11. You'll have Flagtober underway at Tolbert Garage Door. Broadus will be there. And then 10 to noon at East Dallas Diesel with Wolchuk, the all-new 2025 G-Bag Nation flag, the best flag ever. You're going to want to go get one.
Noon to 2.
Yeah, noon to 2 there noon at East Dallas Diesel. Thank you, sir. Okay, daily football fix coming up, right?
Let's do it. Broadcasting Hall of Fame, early NFL trends, and the return of the Mac. That's next.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.